America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Going to get back into the Marshawn Lattimore deal and more with Scott Pioli, former NFL exec. Now he's with the NFL Network. They've got the Giants-Panthers game on Sunday at 9:30 on NFL Network from Munich. Hey, Scott.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Well. People here in D.C. fired up, number one, because of Jaden Daniels. Number two, 7-2 start, first time since 1996. And now they add Marshawn Lattimore. What was your take on that move?
I figured it would be a move that Adam and DQ were trying to make because it's one of the few spots on their team where they could find an upgrade that was available or improvement for their football team. So my big, I was most surprised with the impact that it was going to have on the salary cap of the Saints, right? It almost looked like a contract and a circumstance and a situation that was not going to be able to be done, from the Saints standpoint. But they did it. They moved on from their head coach. They made a lot of change, but a lot of things, they're going to be living with the Saints for a long time. But if you're a Commanders fan, who cares? We got our guy. We're better. And he's going to help improve that football team. And, spending the time with Dan Quinn like I did, Lattimore fits right into what he wants, the way he wants things done, what he wants done. And DQ also has there's certain veteran players that he wants, and he wants to have around for a multitude of reasons. The big one being that they will carry his message. Even if it's a player that maybe hasn't been with him, they're ready to help him lead the team.
When you look at this Commanders team in the NFC, they're the number two seed right now. How do you see them? I mean, the Lions look like they're the best team, but where do you stack the Commanders?
I'm not good at that. Forgive me, but I don't get into those kind of things because the way it is today on November 6th isn't going to be how it's a month from now, and then even the last week in December, and then even into the playoffs. And to stack teams, right? I think they're a good football team that appears to be good and also getting better. So to me, there's teams that are at the top right now, and we see this every year. I'm not trying to avoid the question. I just know that I've seen it way too many times in the NFL. Where teams are in September, where they are in October, November, those things don't necessarily matter other than, where they get stacked in terms of home field advantage and stuff. So the bottom line, here's what I think. I think the Commanders are a good football team that are getting better, and everyone should be encouraged.
Scott, some Commanders fans say, it's a very small percentage. They say, we gave up too much for a guy. But I don't think that's true because even though they gave up a third and a fourth, they're not getting a rental. It's not like he's a free agent at the end of the year. His contract goes through 26. So you're getting,
correct.
So it's kind of part of this building block that Adam Peters is trying to establish. And just talk specifically about Lattimore and why he's so good at what he does.
Address the first part. Yeah. There's short-term deals, there's long-term deals, but people very often won't talk about the transitional deals that need to last a few years, like you're saying. So they've got him through 26. He's going to be a part of their football team. He's going to be a part of their culture for the next couple of years. He's still at an age where they can get a number of, very good years out of him, I think. So to me, this is a smart move. I don't think that they gave up too much. And Adam Peters, I'll say this, Adam started off as an entry-level department. And one of the things about our culture that he understood was building for the now and building for the future, right? This isn't just Dan Quinn. This isn't just Adam Peters. This is a collaboration, and they have a lot of aligned and shared ideas. And I think to go back to the question where, you know, we asked why is he good, we just started. He's 28. He's a really good football player. He's played in games. He's played in big games. And he's got tools. He's got talent, but he also plays in a style. Right? Dan Quinn always talks about a style of play. We've seen Marshawn, aside from his talent and how good he can play, he likes to play aggressive. He likes to push the envelope. He sometimes gets a little chippy. That's part of the personality and attitude that Dan Quinn wants. That's why he's important to this football team and really going to help them. Dan Quinn likes to play fast and furious, and that's what Lattimore does, and that's going to just, again, accentuate and show his locker room, these are the type of players that we are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Joined by Scott Pioli, NFL Network analyst. Giants-Panthers airs Sunday at 9:30 Eastern on NFL Network from Munich. So right before Halloween, you tweeted, Jaden Daniels is showing the NFL what he's capable of, but to the folks at LSU football, it's not surprising. I'm really impressed by the fact that he just doesn't turn the ball over, and his poise is just, he's just wise beyond his years. Like, he seems unflappable when he's out on the field. Talk to us about what you've seen from Jaden and what you gleaned from the people there when you visited LSU.
Yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
First, go back a couple of years, and I know some fans have heard this story. I don't get tired of telling it, but you know, I worked for Brian Kelly as a consultant in the LSU football program the last couple of years. So it was the 2 years that Jaden was there, and he was a player that Brian wanted me to spend time with right out of the gate. So I got to know him, and I'll just say this, for those who don't know him, what you see in terms of his humility, in terms of his faith, in terms of his thoughtfulness and intelligence, it's all real. It's 100% real. And there was a day I was down there at LSU, and I had to do my normal Tuesday morning, good morning football hit. I was in Central Time, so I had to be in there really early. I had to set up my whole deal. And I got in a little bit after 5 o'clock local time, so, you know, still 6 o'clock my time. And as I'm setting up, I get done setting up the team room where I'm going to do my hit from, and I walk out in the hallway, and here comes Jaden out of one of the positional meeting rooms with two guys that I know aren't coaches. And he goes, "Hey, Kelly, what's up?" I said, "Hey, Jaden, what's going on?" And I see he has these virtual reality goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at him, I said, "Oh, you're doing that virtual reality stuff." Kind of in a wise guy way. I said, "Come on, man." And the two guys take off, and they head off in their direction. I said, "What did you really learn today?" And I'll never forget, his eyes got, I don't know if you've seen him, he asks a question where he gets excited, his eyes get really big. He said, "You know what? I've never been to Starkville." He said, "But this morning I sat there and I did all the virtual reality stuff in Starkville, Mississippi, Mississippi State. I know what the cowbells sound like. I know where the play clocks are. I know how deep the sideline is. I know how deep the sideline is in the corner." He had the entire stadium mapped out, and he had never been there yet. And people say, "Well, what does that mean?" That tells you that here's a guy that does everything he can do to prepare for circumstances and situations. And as we know in this game, so many situations dictate who wins a game and how you perform in situations under duress. I think part of the reason he looks unflappable is because he's done all the work. He is prepared. He is as good a person in terms of preparation that I've ever been around. But here's the other thing he did. Malik Nabers didn't have the work habits that he has now. You know, Brian Thomas didn't have it. He started bringing people along with him, and not by pulling them along. They just wanted to be like Jaden. And I think he's doing that down there. You know, I've talked to Cliff Kingsbury, and Cliff says this guy's, you know, the hours that he wants to be in the office are crazy. So I just think that preparation is so important. You know, I was around a guy who I knew had impeccable preparation, Tom Brady, and, you know, I know what Peyton Manning's preparation was like. This guy has it to that level.
Scott, last question. We know you got to run and catch a flight, but
those
just,
are pretty big comps. By
yeah,
the way.
I like them.
Scott, just kind of.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to. I'm saying his preparation's like it. That doesn't mean his career's going to end up like it.
He's
putting himself in a place to perform like that. I'm always careful about comparing players. What I'm doing is I'm comparing their work ethic.
No,
work
I hear you.
Yeah. And those things.
I'm just hyping it up. I just like what I heard, so I'm making it sound bigger than it is.
Hey, Scott, real quick, just kind of bypassing the Steelers game, and I know the Commanders coaching staff isn't overlooking the Steelers, but just looking forward to next Thursday when the Commanders play in Philly. Now that Lattimore's there, I kind of think that's one move that they made because they know they got to play Philly twice, maybe even three times, who knows. But just talk about the matchup that you see Washington and Philly now that Lattimore's there.
Yeah, I think it's good. It helps their chances. Whatever their chances were going to be, I think they got better with the addition of Lattimore. But it's not just the Eagles, right? Yeah, they got to play the Eagles twice.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got the Cowboys twice. And you never know what you're going to get out of the Cowboys, right? They're one of those teams, they can show up one week and then be nothing the next week. You just don't know. So they've got a number of games on and they're preparing for, you know, let's hope for you all, January football. So it's a move for now, but it's a move for the future.
Mm-hmm. Scott, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, and we'll be looking forward to watching Giants-Panthers early football. I love 9:30 kicks from overseas.
Guys, thanks so much for having me. Anytime, I appreciate being on with you. And I can't say how much I support DQ, Adam Peters, Cliff, the whole crew there. There's so many people that I have so much respect for. It's good to see the Commanders playing good, solid, dependable football.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
All right. Have a good flight, Scott. Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.